Consider, for example, this from David Bloom, who argues that decentralized production of alcohol from a variety of plant sources could allow all humans to be energy self-sufficient. Quote, we can have a large cooperative cellulose distillery operation in each county, producing ethanol and biomass electricity to keep our essential services running. We can have small integrated farms that produce fuel, food, and building materials. We can eat well on locally produced food and locally produced products. We can even co-generate our electricity and hot water at our homes using our cars running on alcohol in a pinch. And my interjection, when he says we, he ain't talking about that statist we. He's talking about the global we, all humanity. This ain't some little treat that we get to experience here in the U.S. is what he's saying. This is our entitlement, much as the way Michael Reynolds thought back in the day about the Earthship, and that became then, the plaything of the wealthy. Let's hope that's not what happens with Mr. Bloom. Continuing, he says he was granted a patent in 2007 on the process to use distillers' dried grains with solubles, DDGS, which is, quote, the substance that remains when, in making alcohol from grain, all of the starch is removed, but all of the protein and fat, some of the cellulose, and a wide array of vitamins and minerals remain, along with yeast from fermentation, and that this is useful as animal feed. And in the case of DDGS, after the DDG is separated from the spent mash, the liquid portion is evaporated to concentrate the soluble components to a syrup, which is then blended with the DDG. That's his definition of distiller's dried grains with solubles. And he patented it as a combination fertilizer and herbicide. So now an agribusiness corporation can't patent it and prevent others from using it. So he's going to handle his patent, he says, in a completely different manner from the manner of the large agribusiness corporation world. He asks only three things of those small volume users of his patent. First, that they not use chemical herbicides, not use genetically modified seeds. Interjection, right? This is the people's priority, healthy planet. We would never have done this mess the way they did it. We won't in our future. Continuing, two, that they learn how to breed and save their seed from season to season over time, because this creates varieties tailored to your particular climate and soil. And he says, write me if you need help. Third, in lieu of patent royalties, he encourages folks to donate what they think is fair to the International Institute for Ecological Agriculture, the address 309 Cedar Street, number 127, Santa Cruz, California, 95060, USA. So that clearly is an important piece of getting ourselves free. Decentralized production of energy. Second, so number one was, does it help us get free, individually free? Second, does it acknowledge the existence of organized power? And that there will be, therefore, strenuous resistance and reaction, backlash, and factor that into the plan for how to get there? Does it even have a plan for how to get there? Or is it just that word? Let's just say we want it. That's my plan. No. Third, does it overcome our atomization? This is really important because our atomization is at the root of our disempower, our feeling that we can't do it. It's the root of their control of us. So does their vision bring us together physically and psychically across false divisions? Fourth, is decision-making broad and generous, open and transparent, slow and inclusive? And I say slow, qualified slow, because I better just stop there. That we'll have to unpack that word. And far from needing power's help with this business of, no, thank you. You've helped us enough. Thank you very much. And we've only got bare survival to show for it. Far from us needing power's help with this business of reproducing ourselves, their imposed class regime of millennia has but meant them sitting and sucking on us. Moreover, as David Bloom illustrates in his book, power suppresses the ideas that would free us from their direction of us. Nikola Tesla's work is but the most glaring example of this. So it sits on them at least until we start to do them anyway. And then when it's clear they can't be stopped, it rushes in to claim ownership. And as they're shameless, they'll even try to reinvent provenance, rewrite history out of whole cloth. They're good at that. And pretend they are the source of them.